Well, we've played a role in the sense that we've sent between 50 and 100 officers there to support our colleagues in London in very difficult and challenging circumstances. The feedback that I've received from senior colleagues within the Metropolitan Police is they've acted in an exemplary way, and I'm quite proud of how they've actually dealt with their challenge and rose to the challenge there, working in very difficult circumstances and sometimes very long hours.
Can you tell me what you would say to people who've seen distressing images on the television and rumours on social network sites?
In Essex Police area, we haven't got any specific intelligence to suggest that there's going to be disorder. What we have got, though, is a plan that involves putting additional resources in place so that if individuals commit offences, we will deal with them robustly. The social networking sites, if people use those sites inappropriately to stimulate rumour, because this is really important, then again we'll do our best to track the individual down. If there's any offences under criminal law, we will deal with those individuals. So my appeal is, do not use social networking sites to stimulate rumour of disorder. We haven't got any specific intelligence that that's going to happen.
And has there been any violent disorder in Essex?
We've had 4 occasions where there's been disorder, nothing on the scale of what's happened in London. Really importantly, though, that again, our officers were there. Arrests were made in each of the different incidents. There was 4 of them, 20 people arrested, and we are dealing with those, and we'll be looking for our partners within the Crown Prosecution Service and the courts to deal equally in a robust way with those. We're not prepared to tolerate that type of behaviour in Essex.
And what is Essex Police doing to keep the county as safe as possible?
We're doing a whole range of things. There's plans in place for additional officers on duty at the right times. We're assessing information and intelligence as it comes in. We've got additional people on duty to deal with any increases in call handling. We haven't affected, in a detrimental sense at all, neighbourhood policing. Their officers are still out there working with communities to resolve local problems.